This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. David, it's a new year. Let's talk about, maybe some of the basics of domestic violence.
Well, I like to talk about this at the start of the year, kind of get back to the basics. And first of all, let's talk about what domestic violence is. That domestic violence is either physical or emotional abuse used by one person in a relationship to control another. And the key to understanding what this abuse is about is about control. That's the root cause of domestic violence. It's not the violence per se that's the end of the end all, but it's a means by which the abuser controls his victim.
David, one of the myths is that domestic violence only occurs with married couples. What kinds of relationships can experience domestic violence?
Well, really, any kind of relationship where you have two individuals. This includes, of course, married couples. But and it's interesting, I just heard a statistic coming in today on the news that public radio was talking about that there are more women now living in non-married relationships than people who are married. So it's more common for people to be living together. So that's another case where individuals can be involved in domestic violence. It can occur in heterosexual couples. It can occur in the gay and lesbian community. It can involve couples who are together or separated. In fact, some of the most severe violence that we've seen is when people try to separate in a relationship. And we're also seeing more and more common situation where young people dating are in relationships involving violence.
You mentioned that abuse is used by one partner to control the other partner. Discuss some of the abuse that's common.
Well, there are many forms of abuse, and there's non-physical or psychological abuse, and usually relationships start with this kind of abuse, and that sometimes builds into the more physical violence that we see at the end of a relationship. But let's talk a little bit about psychological abuse. Psychological abuse includes such things as name calling and put downs. The abuser will tell the victim that, you know, you're no good. You know, if it wasn't for me, no one would have you. And all of this kind of results in low self-esteem of the abused person or the victim. Another form is trying to keep the victim from contacting family or friends, because isolation is a form of control. Remember, control is at the root of all of this. So isolating that person, that victim, from their family is a means of controlling. Withholding money or an automobile usage is very common. Usually the abuser will control money and doles it out to the victim in little pieces where he can control everything. He'll control the car, and the victim has to account for all the miles that are put on the car. Another way they try to control is through the victim's job. The abuser likes to have and keep the victim at home because it's much easier to control her if she's not out in the community. So if she works, he's liable to control what kinds of jobs she's allowed to take. He gets particularly jealous if she works around other men. So, you know, there's all kinds of other issues, things like intimidation. That's another form of psychological abuse. And then we can get into areas like physical abuse, which is things like that we're more familiar with in terms of abusive relationships. Things like unwanted sex, sexual abuse. We talked about stalking in the past. That's another form of abuse. And of course, the one we're most familiar with are things like hitting, pushing, shoving, or use of a weapon. So all of those things are forms of abuse. And in the coming weeks, we'll talk about, you know, more about this, about who abusers are and who victims are, and try to give people a better picture of what domestic violence is all about. In summary, I'd like to say if anybody would like to call us and talk with one of our counselors, you're free to call anytime. Our number at Safe Place is 765-4044, 24-hour hotline, 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.